Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon. Welcome to the prayer line for the children. We are honored that you joined us today. We are so excited about what God is doing in the We are, Esther, put your phone on mute so you get ready to start.
I'm sorry.
So excited, Father, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in the lives of the children. We thank you today, Father, that we can call upon your mighty name. We can call on you. So, Father, we are honored that you join us every week as we pray for the children. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any ways that we have that's not like you. Forgive us, Lord God, thing that we've done that's not according to your will. Forgive us, Lord, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Today is August the 1st, 2023. We come to praise our God. We come to honor him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Almighty God. He is the Lord of Lords, and we honor his presence. We are two or more gathered together in his name, not our name, but his name. He's in the midst of us. So we love and adore him. In Proverbs 22, he said, train up the children in the way that they should go. We can't train them our way because our way doesn't work. He's the creator of all of us, including our children. So we are thanking him today that he created us. He created the children. And Jesus loved the children. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love God, our God, with our whole heart. Write his commandments on our hearts. Get them inside of us and inside of our children. Talk about the commandments when we sit down in our homes, when we drive our cars in the morning, in the afternoon, before we go to bed. Write the commandments on the hands of the children, on their foreheads, to remind them that Jesus is Lord. So inscribe the word of God on your doorpost, all over your home, so the children can learn. Hallelujah. So I thank God for each of you out today coming on. I'm thanking God for those who are coming on to pray. You know, we got to pray for the children every day. We can't wait. You know, it's just too much crime in the world. So it's a lot going on, but God is still in control. But he said we have dominion. So I'm thanking God that we can take dominion. So today, I thank God we have Miss Adelie on with us from Louisiana. She's going to sing. Adelie turned 5 years old a few weeks ago. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you going to sing today?
This Little Light of Mine.
All right, go ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Oh my God. I love that, Adelie. That was beautiful. You sing so good. Where's your brother today? He didn't sing with you.
He's asleep.
Oh, he's sleeping?
Yeah, in the playpen.
Oh, he's in the playpen sleeping? Well, we're going to pray for him and you, Father, and your family. Father, I thank you for Adelie, a mighty, mighty young woman of God. She's young, Lord God. But you said allow the children to come to you and don't stop them. So I thank you for Adelie's father, her mother, her grandmother, who makes sure she comes on every week. I thank you for blessing them, safety and peace, protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. And I thank you that you have made Adelie brilliant. I thank you for the gift of song and praise unto you. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping any kind of little stomach aches from her in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Adelie. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Give your brother a hug for me and your grandma.
My stomach hurted before.
I know it. That's why I was praying for your stomach. But it's going to stop, okay? All right. Love you. All right. Well, we're going to move from one part of Louisiana to another. We're excited today that Zaquez and his grandmother are coming on. They're from Louisiana as well. Zaquez is a mighty young man of God. He can play the drums. He can sing. He's so talented. Good afternoon, Zaquez. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
How old are you, Zaquez?
11.
11. Am I saying your name correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So you're going to sing today and read the scripture?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go right ahead.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He's so good to you. He's so good to us. Now, scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you so much. You're an excellent
Thank you.
Reader, and I love that song. God is so
Thank
good.
You.
How's your grandma? Is your grandmother right there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey now, Sister G. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. I thank God for allowing us to be on the line this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate you. She's a great grandma. She has taught him and trained him in God's way. So many times, you know, parents get busy. They got to work or whatever. But grandmas and grandpas can just step right in and help out. We thank God for you, Sister Shawan.
Thank
God. All right.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. thank you for Jacques, for his parents, for his grandmother who has trained him up in the way that he should go. I thank you that he is brilliant, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I thank you, Lord God, for all the gifts that you have given to Jacques. I thank you, Lord God, for favor for him, favor with you and favor with others in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that he shall rise up and use every gift and every talent for you only. He will not go the world's ways, but he will continually run hard after you like a deer when it's thirsty. And bless his whole family, protect them, provide for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Jacqueline.
Amen.
Love you, too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, it's prep time. We got to pray for the children today. I thank those of you who came on today from Florida, different places in the world. We appreciate you. I have Sister Mary Coleman on with us today. She and I are the only ones who are going to be praying right now since some other people come on. I have other people on with us. I'm going to unmute the lines, and if you would like to join us in prayer, you can state your name and say, I want to pray too. Minister Shawanda, you still there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I was about to volunteer to pray.
Okay, good. I appreciate that because we need some more people to pray today. All right.
Amen.
So, Sister Mary Coleman, can you pray against parents giving young children? They're putting cell phones in the faces of the babies today, giving them cell phones and tablets, and I've read that it's really harming their eyes. So you can pray that they, you know, spend time with them and play with them and talk to them, and, you know, they can buy them little toys that's not going to affect their bodies in any way. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, go ahead.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, praying against parents giving their children cell phones and tablets. Yes, Lord, because we know, Heavenly Father, there is so much going on in the world, Heavenly Father. We pray that the parents would realize that this is a way for the children to learn about things of the world and not things of God. We want the parents, Heavenly Father, to train their children and teach them about you, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that these parents, caretakers and mentors of these children will teach the children to learn to trust you, Heavenly Father, and teach them that the what they will try to explain to them that the what they see and hear on these cell phones and these tablets are things that's against the Lord. They are distractions, Heavenly Father, to take them away from the teachings of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that the children would learn to trust you, Heavenly Father. The parents would teach them to trust you, Lord, and teach them that you will provide, Heavenly Father, for all their needs, Heavenly Father. Teach them, Heavenly Father, that the Lord is there, Heavenly Father, to provide for them everything, Heavenly Father. He said in his word that he would supply all our needs according to his riches in heaven through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for protection for these children. Heavenly Father, protect them from all harm and danger, Heavenly Father. The cell phones and the tablets and the ways of the world, Heavenly Father, let the parents understand that this is not what the children need. They need to be trained. They need to be taught about you and teach them that you are their provider, that you are their refuge, that you are the one that protects them and will heal them from any hurt or harm that they are facing, Heavenly Father. In the name of Lord Jesus, Father, we pray that you provide a hedge of protection around them, that you will comfort them, Heavenly Father, in their trials, protect them from all harm and danger. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that prayer. All right, Minister Shawanda, can you pray and rebuke a juvenile spirit from attaching to our children so that, you know, they will be good children and won't have records downtown?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord God, for our gathering together, Lord God, praying for the children, dear Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being the hedge of protection over the children, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know, God, that they are heritage of the Lord, dear Father. And God, you have a plan for their lives to prosper them, to give them a future, dear Lord, and a hope. And so we bind a juvenile record right now from the children, dear Lord, that they will not be, Lord God, in the system at an early age, that they will not, Lord God, throw their lives away, Father God, but that you, Father God, will lead and direct them in the ways that they should go, oh God. Father, we are lifting them up to you, dear Lord, and we are praying that you will put God-fearing mentors in their path, dear Lord. We're praying, God, that you, God, will protect them from dangers seen and dangers unseen, dear Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, cover these children, Lord, with your blood, God. Lord God, let them not follow after, Lord God, the older ones that may be doing things out here, Lord God, to influence the children. I pray, God, against that. I bind all demonic spirits and all generational curses off of the children, Lord God, that they would not be statistics, Lord God, of the world, but they will grow up in the nurture and admonition of you, dear Lord, that they will draw to the church, draw to your word, draw to the things of God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for making a way for the children, Lord God, to be prosperous and to follow after their dreams and goals in life, Lord God, that as your word says, Lord God, that you will, if we will acknowledge you in our ways, you will direct our path. And Lord, we're just speaking your directions for the children, Lord God's path, that they will not go the wrong way, Lord God, that they will not follow after the world's way, but God, that they will, Lord, seek you, Lord God, in their young youth lives, Lord God, and that you, God, would draw them closer and closer to you as they seek you, Father God, in your word, Lord. We thank you today, God, for the blessings upon the children, Father God. We thank you for making a way for the children and for opening up doors for them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind every demonic juvenile spirit that will try to grip the children, we bind it and we cast it into the pits of hell from whence it came. And we release the anointing of God that destroys all works of the enemy, dear Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for making a way for the children, dear Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Shawanda, Minister Shawanda. We appreciate that prayer. Thank you so much. Well,
Sister Nett,
can you pray for parents pray against teen pregnancy. Pray that our boys and our girls will be taught abstinence.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to gather in your name. And we thank you, Father, that the prayer for the prayer of touching and agreeing, Father. So we just thank you today. And, Father, as I pray for, pray against teen pregnancies, Lord God, we just lift up our youth, Lord God. Father, we pray that they be taught of you, Lord God, and taught that the preciousness of their bodies and that their bodies are the temple of the Lord, and that they are taught that sex is for marriage, Father. So we just pray, Lord God, for people that would instruct them, their parents, Father. I think they even teach them stuff in school, but we just pray that they get the right instruction, Lord God. And, Father, we pray that the mentality that a lot of black people have about boyfriends and girlfriends and that mentality, Father, we curse that. In the name of Jesus, boyfriend and girlfriend, to have a person that you end up having sex with, we curse that, Father. That is not of you, Father. Fornication is not of you. So, Father, all of this misinformation and that's going around that it's okay because it's your boyfriend to have sex with him, Father, we curse that. We curse the seed and root of that lie, that deception in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lose truth, Father, and understanding that sex is not something before marriage in the name of Jesus. So, Father, the lie also that a lot of young men tell the girls that if you love me, that you would do this and that. And so, Father, we're just praying that they be taught what love is, and that love is not just pulling off your clothes and having sex. That is not love. And so we come against misinformation and lies that have been perpetuated for years and years and years, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Again, we lose truth and understanding, God, that sex is sacred, Father. So we come against teen pregnancies in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we believe that education is one of the main instruments that can be used to teach the children. And so, Father, we pray, Lord God, that all of the lies and stuff that have been passed on from generation, Father, we pray against generational curses. Father, generational curses that it's okay to participate in this behavior, Father. So we curse that, Father, the very seed and root of it, God, the very seed and root of it. We curse it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, even the lie that you get a welfare check or all that nonsense, Father, that's being perpetuated to have a baby get away from home. So we curse all of that ignorance, Father. It's ignorance. And so we curse it in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, that the children would realize how valuable they are, Father, that they would realize, Lord, that you love them, Father, that they would realize that you gave your life for them, Father, and that their body is all they have, that the body is all that we have on earth. And, Father, that there are diseases and all manner of sicknesses and diseases that can happen if you have sex, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray, Lord God, that all of the lies that have been perpetuated by society, Father God, that they come to naught, the spirit of deception, Father, that girls would not be lured, seduced, trapped, to have sex, Father, and end up getting pregnant, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that they would realize the importance of abstinence in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that they would honor and treasure their bodies, Lord God. But, Father, they need to be taught that it is not acceptable. So we pray that the parents would rise up and the grandparents and the aunts and those people that are in their sphere of to influence them, Father, that they would tell them that it is not the way to go. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we just pray that you keep them safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we just ask you to protect them, oh God. Protect them, Lord, and give them activities so they won't be caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, at the wrong person, and God, and just yield to it, temptation. So we pray that you get them in good activities and protect them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, I'm going to ask you to pray that parents will teach their children about their changing body and how to adjust to those changes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bring this issue before you. You already know, Lord, that as you have created these young people with children, all bodies, and you have created them, Lord, for good. And that as the children are growing in the prescribed manner that you have already prescribed, as their bodies are changing, Lord, help them to understand that the changes will come. The changes are coming, and give them courage and opportunity to talk to parents who are in line, aligned with your word and your will. They would have good guidance in learning step by step what is occurring in their bodies. And we just ask, Lord, that those changes that come, the children will understand and know that this is the way you designed their body. This is the way that has been happening forever. That they would give you glory. And we just praise you, Lord, and thank you that we do have an opportunity, a window to be involved in their understanding of the development in you, Lord. And for those who are anxious, now being led to believe that the things that are naturally happening in their body is that they are male and female, and not to be fearful and swayed to do things to their body that are not natural, that you have prescribed the way that their bodies are and that who they are, and that the satanic things that school, teachers, people, society, commercial, tic-tac, and everything else that is being put forth before them that are not of you. The kids are being swayed to act as God, that they would surgically and chemically change their body. So, look, we just cover the kids with the blood of Jesus, true honesty, and protect them from the wicked one and the wicked ideas and all that they're pushing off on the children. Give them holy defense as they grow. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. We appreciate that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against generational curses of addiction, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, all addictions from our children. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare deliverance will take forth. Lord, you an awesome God, a mighty God, and I thank you that our children will begin to search and hunger and thirst for you like never before. Even as young children, they'll begin to ask about you, questions about who you are, because you are the one that created them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, and every curse of Deuteronomy 28 will be cut off from them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, our children sometimes are prey towards the devil in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I thank you that they will begin to pray rather than be prey. In the name of Jesus, they'll begin to call upon your name. I thank you for our fathers and mothers praying over their children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, coming against generational curses from generations in the name of Jesus. So we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they are free from every addiction in the name of Jesus. Father, they'll begin to run after you like when it's thirsty. They'll call upon your name. They'll learn about you in early age, and grace shall be their peace. So, Father, we cover all the children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that they will not go the world's ways, but they will go your way. They'll be trained up in the way they should go from young children. In the name of Jesus, they'll be taught your words from Genesis to Revelation. They'll be taught how to live holy lives, righteous lives, faithful lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are honored today that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name, and you heard us before we called. We thank you for great deliverance for our children, oh God. You love the children. You said allow the children to come to you. Do not stop them. So we're depending upon you, oh God, to deliver them from every unrighteous, ungodly way. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you honor because we know that you do hear and answer prayers. And you are God that hears all of our prayers and answers them according to your will and your plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, moving right along. Sister Mary Coleman, could you pray that children will be taught to love God, to love themselves, and to love each other so that they can stop committing crimes, murdering each other, hating on each other? So pray for them to learn to love God, themselves, and each other.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the master name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence. I come, Heavenly Father, praying for children to be taught to love themselves as well as love others. Heavenly Father, we pray that the parents of the children will display love in the home, because the first teachers of the children is the parents. We pray that the parents will show love to one another in the home, where the children can be taught to pray, to love one another, as well as loving others. First, Heavenly Father, they have to see that love exhibited in the home. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that the parents will understand that love begins in the home. We pray, Heavenly Father, that the Holy Spirit, Father, speak to these parents, will understand that they, being the first teachers, have to teach their children. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will learn or teach their kids that love in self first, then when you learn to love yourself, then you can love others. We just ask you, Heavenly Father, right now in the Master's name, Lord Jesus, for the parents, because the parents, it is so important for the parents to spread love so their children can see that. The children will follow suit. They will do what their parents, they see their parents do. So if the parents show love to their children, then that teaches the children to love, teach the children to love themselves, and then the children will be able to love others, their siblings, their friends, and it spreads out into classmates and so on. So Heavenly Father, right now, in the Master's name, Lord Jesus, we know that love is very important. First, if we don't love ourselves, then we can't love other people. So we know that first of all and foremost, we as parents have to first show that love. Children, again, follow what they see in their homes. If they see bickering and fighting and not love being shown in the home, then they're not going to know how to do that, because they come into the world copying what they see that other people do. And the first place they see it is in the home. So, Father, right now, in the Master's name, Lord Jesus, we pray that the parents know how important it is for them to display love in the home. In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Coleman. We appreciate that prayer. Jeanette, if you would pray for our children to have godly wisdom to make wise choices in situations that they'll face in life, that they would not yield to temptations like sex before marriage or experiment with drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, occult games, and so forth. Annette.
Yes, I'm sorry. Father God, we again are so grateful, Father, for this opportunity and privilege, Lord, to call on your name. And Lord, we're praying for the children. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God, upon the children, Lord God. Father, you see the times that we're in. And God, we ask you to raise up a standard for our children, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, for godly wisdom for them. Father, of course, praying for their salvation and infilling of your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to save, sanctify, consecrate them for your kingdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you would bless them, Father, with wisdom, Lord, knowledge and understanding, Father, that they would be able to utilize godly wisdom. And we pray, God, even that you would use the book of Proverbs as one of the means to try to help instill wisdom into them, Father, that it would show them ways and things to do in situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that their parents and those that are in their immediate environment, God, would instruct them. You said train up. And so, Father, We ask you, Lord God, to raise the parents up, that they can raise the children up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to utilize wisdom. Father, as the Bible say, as you get up, as you stand, as you, whatever you do, as you do your activities, Father, glorifying God and bringing your word, Father, and wisdom into our everyday lives. So we pray that you would give them that example, Lord God, that they would be able to learn from their parents and those that are involved with them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for godly wisdom that may not be lured, seduced, enticed, oh God, to participate in any kind of ungodly activities, Father, traps, snares, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to make a way of escape, Lord God, Father, that they would know to sometimes it's good to run, Father. Sometimes it's good to say no. Sometimes it's good to not be involved with people if you see how they are, that you get away from them in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Father, whatever circumstance and situation that they are in, Lord God, that comes across their path, God, that you would speak to their hearts and to their minds, Lord God. This is the way. Walk there in it, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to set their face like a flint, that they look neither to the left nor right, that they do not yield to peer pressure and temptations, but, God, that they would yield to the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God. And, Father, we ask that you surround them with godly associations, that you give them godly attitudes, Lord God. And then we ask you to give them boldness and courage and strength, Lord God, to say no when it's appropriate to say no in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to let your word be like fire shut up in their bones. We pray that the word of God, that they be taught the word of God, that the word of God would have free course in their lives, Father. Oh, Father, let your word be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, and we ask you, Father, to let mercy and grace abound toward them in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to just put a hedge of protection around them, God. Keep them from evil, God. Lead them not into temptation. And, Father, keep them from evil, 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 Lord God, so much darkness. But, God, we pray that even that they be taught that this little light of mine, that the light, Lord God, would be prevalent in their lives like never before in the name of Jesus. So we cover them with the blood. Father, the blood still works. And, Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over them, Father, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Father. We pray that they rise up, Lord God. Let God arise in their lives and the enemy be scattered. And, God, even as they walk, you said that you'll lead them in a plain path because of the enemy. So, Father, we just pray, oh, God, that you continue to order their steps in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So anything that the enemy would try to bring against them, Father, whatever vice, anything that's not like you, Father, we pray that you make a way of escape for them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray against a lawless generation and ask God for a lawful generation to obey the laws of the land? No jaywalking, no crossing, you know, making sure they cross at the stop sign, stopping at red lights, all the laws. Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you that you ordained government, laws,
and you are the ultimate law. And Lord, we just ask that not only will young people, old people, older people, that we will all obey your law, because your laws are good, and that the young people, children, all of us would not try to be a law to ourselves that will not work. And being a law to ourselves, and the children making up their own laws and becoming a generation, and we have seen that, a generation, more than one generation of lawlessness. Lord, we just ask that all hearts and minds would be turned to you as you, as being the definition of righteousness and judgment and holiness, and that they would not want to be a law unto themselves, because that only brings chaos. And Lord, ask that they would follow you, do in righteousness and goodness, and not to follow the people that we are seeing now, adults in charge who are lawless, adult children who want to make up their own laws and lead people in the evil path, in the wrong direction, desiring wrong things. Lord, we just ask for your goodness, your righteousness, your judgment daily to show us how to live in this toxic world, and that to be example to the children to follow Jesus, who never did anything wrong. So help us, Lord. Help us throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for children to learn to respect, obey, and honor their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And Lord, many parents have not taught their children what it means to obey them. They overlook when they tell their children something and the children don't do it. But this is the way our children learn obedience, by following what their parents are telling them to do as they're asked to do. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that parents will realize that their children do not know how to obey them automatically, but they must make sure that their children are following their instructions. That's how they learn obedience, by the things that they are taught and carry out. So many parents tell their children the same thing 25 times over and over and over, instead of saying, listen, I told you to pick up this toy and take their hand, toy now, and let's go and put it up. So there's no demonstration of what it means. They don't even realize that there are consequences when they disobey their parents. Their lives will not go well, and their lives will be cut short. So I think that parents will get a revelation. And listen, I want my child to live long, so I have to make sure that they're obeying me. If not, they're going to have trouble in the world, and their lives will be cut short. So, Father, I thank you that they will teach them how to listen, how to follow their instructions, how to be obedient, how to do what they're asked to do. If they're asked, remove your plate from the table, they won't do it 4 hours later, but they'll do it immediately when they're asked. And even when they go to school, it will be easier on the teachers to teach children that are already trying to obey rather than having to teach them to obey. And so many parents, Father, need to also teach their children how to listen, follow the instructions that they were given. Because many children, they have hear what their parents are saying. Their parents say, go in the room and bring the broom. The child just stand there. They don't know what their parents said. So, Father, I think their parents would tell them, come back. I said, bring the broom. Now, come back and repeat to me, what did I say? You said, go bring the broom. So they'll understand and it's clear to them what their parents said. So I think that children will be trained by their parents to obey the rules the first time given. They won't have to tell them 40 times the same thing over and over. Father, and you said if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. So many children are stubborn and rebellious. It seems like automatically like that. So I think that their parents will use the belt and it will not kill them because your word says so and you are not a human that you lie in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just praise and honor you. We just thank you for what you're going to do in our children. We thank you for what you're going to do in the parents in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done and the things you're about to do for the children. We appreciate your having rules and laws in order so that we can follow them and it won't be so much chaos, even more than now. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Mary Coleman, can you praise and thank God for those children who are obedient to their parents? Praise and thank God for them because many parents have trained them up and they are obedient. So thank God for those children.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, praying for children that are obedient to their parents. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will grow up to understand that being obedient to their parents will lead them to be able to walk path of righteousness. In the name of Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray for these children that being obedient to their parents, that they will understand once they are into the world, that they will be able to function because they'll be able to understand laws, restrictions, and be able to live a life of obedience. Because as before, we talked about laws, Heavenly Father, children will understand that there are laws that have to be obeyed no matter what walk of life that we're in, whether it's the workforce or just living day by day. There is laws that you have to obey. Once you learn obedience in the home, then it spreads into other phases of their lives. They will live more of a peaceful life because they learned obedience in the home. So when they go out into the world, they will be obedient in whatever area that they're in. They understand laws and regulations and being able to, they'll be better able to follow whatever laws, whether they were in the army or whether they were in, whether they're whatever field that they're in. But it all starts being obedient to their parents in the home. So Heavenly Father, right now in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to bless these children, that they will continue to understand that being obedient will give them a life of success. We'll give them a life of peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless those parents that started them off, teaching them and demonstrating them the rationale of why you should be obedient, why you should follow instructions. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. All right, we got just a few more minutes before closing. Sister Nett, would you pray for our children to be taught to live lives of integrity, to tell the truth, to be honest, to be trustworthy? And if you could close us out in prayer.
And so, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this time together, Lord God, the sweet hour of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we're praying for the children that they have integrity, Father. And, again, it goes back to the parents teaching them, Father, to be honest and to be truthful and stay on your word, Lord God, to let your word have free course in their lives. So, Father, we pray, Lord God, that they be taught of the Lord, Father. Father, your word declares that as we train them up in the way that they should go, as they are taught, Lord God, Father, we pray that they would be rooted and grounded, Father, in your word, Father, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened, that they would know the hope of their calling, Father, that they would even learn the heights, the depths, the breadth, and the lengths, and to know your love, Father, and to know, Lord God, that love involves integrity and honesty and justice, Lord God, and fairness and righteousness. So, God, we ask you to bless them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that they would have examples, Father. There's so much going on in the world today, bullying and lying and all kind of evil. But, God, we ask that a standard, that you raise up a standard, Lord God, Father, that they would be taught. And, Father, even as they see television or the TikTok or whatever, Lord God, that be a time of instruction, that the parents would seize every opportunity they have to teach them, this is what the word says, this is what you have commanded us to do. So pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, Father, that they would be upstanding, outstanding citizens, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, Father, that they would excel above their peers. We ask you, Lord God, to give them the courage, the boldness, and the strength, Father, even as you told in Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. So, Father, we pray that you give them the courage, Lord God, to implement it, Father, to be able to stand up when it's time to say no and I will not. So, Father, we pray that you bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we just ask you to give them a love like never before, God, the love of God, Father, that they would honor your word, they would honor themselves, they would honor each other, and, Father, that they would be taught the golden rule, do unto others as you have them do unto you, and then the royal rule, love your neighbor as yourself. So, Father, we ask you to give them strength, Lord God. Father, when you're a teenager sometimes or whatever, it's hard to go against the pressure. But, God, we ask you, Father, to help them, Lord God, and give them the strength. And, Father, fill them with your Holy Ghost. And, Father, as we prayed earlier for their salvation, God, pour out your spirit, Father. You say in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit among all flesh. So, Father, bless them. Thank you for this gathering today, Father. We ask that you bless everyone that's on the line, those that are not able to be on the line today, Father. We thank you for the faithfulness of the prayer warriors. We ask you to continue to bless us, that we would be a blessing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Anything in our lives that doesn't line up with your word, your way, we ask you to take it away from us. Cleanse us of secret faults and presumptuous sins. Anything, Lord God, our desire is that your will be done in our lives. Thank you for the blood. And we apply the blood of Jesus over us, everything that concerns us, pertain to us. And, Father, we just thank you for the blood covering, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind all backlash, retaliation, and revenge. And we thank you that no weapons formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And thank you for Sister G, her faithfulness. We pray that you continue to bless her for this ministry, Lord God, and Sister Vivian. We just thank you for the great work that they are doing. And, Father, thank you that greater works they shall do as well as the rest of us. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. I love each of you. I'm so grateful that God allowed you to come on today to pray for the children. To agree in prayer, whether you spoke out loud or you prayed silently, I appreciate you all. Love you all. Look forward to hearing from you all next Tuesday to pray for the children. God bless you. I love you all.
Love you
too.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yes.